I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs on our website.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. For thousands of years, wild blueberries have grown in Nova Scotia. Today, farmers manage many of these naturally occurring fields and harvest the fruit. But as the climate changes, the region's wild blueberry industry faces a range of problems. David Percival of Dalhousie University says blueberry fields usually bloom during a few weeks in spring. But this year, warmer temperatures caused many fields to bloom all at once. So pollinators like bees did not have much time to visit and fertilize all the flowers, a necessary step to produce berries.
Because the bloom was so compressed in a short period of time, we just couldn't get the number of visits and the adequate movement of pollen to give us a good crop.
Percival says as the climate warms, growers are also struggling to control more weeds in their fields. So he's working to help them adapt, for example, by conducting drone surveys that show which areas of a field should be targeted for weed control. He says he's motivated by the long history of some of these wild blueberry fields.
You almost feel as though there's this inherent responsibility, you know, to keep the plant healthy, keep it sustainable, and really pass it along to the next generation.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.